Welcome to Zichu Daf Simani Member by Ram Goldhar and Dir Mesechus Bava Metzia Daf Mem Vav, the fourth parak Hazav. This parak has been generously sponsored by Mr. and Mrs. Eric and Connie Lindenauer. So the three topics we're going to focus on. Number one, Rapapa said on the previous Daf that even according to the opinion that a coin cannot affect Chalipin, a coin can be acquired with Chalipin. This is disproven from a Mishnah discussing one who wants to redeem his miser sheni without paying the owner's surcharge of an extra fifth by giving money to his friend who will redeem the produce and return it to him. If he's at his granary and does not have money with him, he can give the produce to his friend and then redeem it with money he has at home without paying the fifth since the produce is not currently his. The Gemara asks, if money can be acquired with chalipin, niknalei malas l'heyach agav suder. Let the money be transferred to his friend with chalipin through a kerchief, and he will redeem the produce, which is preferable because it's redeemed by someone who never owned the produce. The Gemara suggests a case where he does not have a kerchief, but eventually retracts and accepts proof. Shmamina in matbea niknama chalipin. Learn from this mission that a coin cannot be acquired through chalipin. Tosos adds that it also disproves the opinion that a coin can be used to affect chalipin. Pointing to the Mishnah's quota, kol nasa dam ba'acher, anything which is used as payment for something else. Kevin shazach hazet nitchayv zeh b'chalipin. Once the seller acquires it, the buyer becomes responsible for the item given in exchange because he owns it. This phrase presumably refers to coins which are used as payment and proves they can be used for chalipin. Rav Yehuda reinterpreted the Mishnah. Kol nishum damim ba'acher, anything assessed when used as payment as something else, meaning all metaltalin except for coins whose value is known, can affect chalipin. This is supported by the Mishnah's illustration of exchanging an ox for a cow or a donkey for an ox. According to the Gemara's initial understanding, this illustration teaches another concept, that non-utensils may also be used for chalipin. These interpretations fit with Rav Sheshu's who holds non-utensils can affect chalipin, but Rav Nachman, who holds they cannot, must explain the Mishnah differently. Yesh damim shehen kachalipin. There are some monetary transactions which are effective like chalipin, such as hichalip dmei shor bapara, one who exchanged the value of an ox for a cow, meaning a debt owed for the purchase of an ox was used to purchase the buyer's cow. This follows Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that biblically, money acquires movable items, but meshicha was required rabbinically. Since this form of purchase is unusual, they allow the biblical method of money to take effect. And point number three, a Mishnah states that all metaltalin can acquire each other through chalipin. And Rish Lakish said, "Va'fil kis mali malos bekis mali malos." Even a purse of coins exchanged for a purse of coins is effective. So this proves that coins can be used and acquired with a chalipin. Rav Acha interpreted Rish Lakish's statement to refer to anka and nigra types of dinarim. Echad shebasal to malchus, one of which the government disqualified, v'echad shebasal to medina, and one of which the people of the province disqualified, meaning it's still legally valid, but people do not accept it. Neither is considered currency, and therefore the chalipin is effective. Each case teaches a novelty. Even coins rejected by a particular province, which are accepted elsewhere, are not considered currency, and even coins disqualified by the government, which are still used secretly, are not considered currency. So once again, the 3 points are, number one, Rapapa said on the previous daf that even according to the opinion that a coin cannot affect chalipin, a coin can be acquired with chalipin. This is disproven from a Mishnah discussing one who wants to redeem his miser sheni without paying the owner's surcharge of an extra fifth by giving money to his friend who will redeem the produce and return it to him. If he's at his granary and does not have money with him, he can give the produce to his friend and then redeem it with money he has at home without paying the fifth since the produce is not currently his. The Gemara asks, if money can be acquired with chalipin, niknalei malas l'heyach agav suder. Let the money be transferred to his friend with chalipin through a kerchief, and he will redeem the produce, which is preferable because it's redeemed by someone who never owned the produce. The Gemara suggests a case where he does not have a kerchief, but eventually retracts and accepts proof. Shmamina in matbea niknama chalipin. Learn from this mission that a coin cannot be acquired through chalipin. Tosos adds that it also disproves the opinion that a coin can be used to affect chalipin. Pointing to the Mishnah's quota, kol nasa dam ba'acher, anything which is used as payment for something else. Kevin shazach hazet nitchayv zeh b'chalipin. Once the seller acquires it, the buyer becomes responsible for the item given in exchange because he owns it. This phrase presumably refers to coins which are used as payment and proves they can be used for chalipin. Rav Yehuda reinterpreted the Mishnah. Kol nishum damim ba'acher, anything assessed when used as payment as something else, meaning all metaltalin except for coins whose value is known, can affect chalipin. This is supported by the Mishnah's illustration of exchanging an ox for a cow or a donkey for an ox. According to the Gemara's initial understanding, this illustration teaches another concept, that non-utensils may also be used for chalipin. These interpretations fit with Rav Sheshu's who holds non-utensils can affect chalipin, but Rav Nachman, who holds they cannot, must explain the Mishnah differently. Yesh damim shehen kachalipin. There are some monetary transactions which are effective like chalipin, such as hichalip dmei shor bapara, one who exchanged the value of an ox for a cow, meaning a debt owed for the purchase of an ox was used to purchase the buyer's cow. This follows Rabbi Yochanan, who holds that biblically, money acquires movable items, but Mashiach was required rabbinically. Since this form of purchase is unusual, they allowed the biblical method of money to take effect. And point number three, a Mishnah states that all metaltin can acquire each other through chalipin. And Rish Lakish said, "Vafil kis mali malos be kis mali malos." Even a purse of coins exchanged for a purse of coins is effective. So this proves that coins can be used and acquired with a chalipin. Rav Acha interpreted Rish Lakish's statement to refer to anka and nigrig types of dinarim. Echad shebesala to malchus, one of which the government disqualified, v'echad shebesala to medina, and one of which the people of the province disqualified, meaning it's still legally valid, but people do not accept it. Neither is considered currency, and therefore the chalipin is effective. Each case teaches a novelty. Even coins rejected by a particular province, which are accepted elsewhere, are not considered currency, and even coins disqualified by the government, which are still used secretly, are not considered currency. All right, so now we go to Siman Daf Mem Vav, and our standard Siman is a cow, because cows go moo. So here goes. The strange man in the cow costume, who gave his Maaseh Sheni to his friend, so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money, at home, acquired his friend's ox, which effected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal. While standing near two people making chalipin exchanges of disqualified coins in cowhide purses. Once again, it's a motion. The strange man in the cow costume, cow, that must run daf mem vav, moo. The strange man in the cow costume who gave his Maaseh Sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home. Which reminds us, the Gemara brings a mission discussing one who wants to redeem his Maaseh Sheni without paying the owner's surcharge of an extra fifth by giving money to his friend who will redeem the produce and return it to him. If he's at his granary and does not have money with him, he can give the produce to his friend and then redeem it with money he has at home without paying the fifth, since the produce is not currently his. So the strange man in the cow costume who gave his Maaseh Sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home, acquired his friend's ox, which effected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal, which reminds the Mishnah's quote, "Kol nasim dam b'achir," anything which is used as payment for something else. Kevin shezacha zeh nitchayv zeh b'chalipin. Once the seller acquires it, the buyer becomes responsible for the item given in exchange because he owns it. This phrase presumably refers to coins which are used as payment and proves they can be used for chalipin. Rav Yehuda reinterpreted the Mishnah, "Kol nishum dam b'achir," anything assessed when used as payment for something else, meaning all metaltin except for coins whose value is known, can affect chalipin. This is supported by the Mishnah's illustration of exchanging an ox for a cow or a donkey for an ox. So the strange man in the cow costume who gave his Maaseh Sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home, acquired his friend's ox, which effected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal, while standing near two people making chalipin exchanges of disqualified coins in cowhide purses, which reminds us, a Mishnah states that all metaltin can acquire each other through chalipin, and Reish Lakish said, "Vafil kis mali malos bekis mali malos," even a purse of coins exchanged for a purse of coins is effective. This proves that coins can be used and acquired with chalipin. Rav Acha interpreted Reish Lakish's statement to refer to anka and nigra types of dinarim, one of which the government disqualified and one of which the people of the province disqualified, meaning it's still legally valid, but people do not accept it. Neither is considered currency, and therefore the chalipin is effective. So once again, the strange man in the cow costume who gave his Maaseh Sheni to his friend so he could redeem it without an extra fifth with his money at home, acquired his friend's ox, which effected a transfer for his cow, which both needed appraisal, while standing near two people making chalipin exchanges of disqualified coins in cowhide purses. All right, so now it's time for four blah bach chazara. Daf mem beis. So the simmer daf mem beis is a mobster. So here goes. The mobster, that must be one daf mem beis. The mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, which reminds us, the next Mishnah states that if one deposited money with his friend, Sraron, Yipshilon, Achrav, if he bundled it up and slung it behind him or handed it to his young child and did not lock the door adequately before them, he's chai because he did not guard it as Shomrim normally do. But if he guarded it in the normal manner of Shomrim, he's pater. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing from bracha, which reminds us, Rav Yitzchak said, "In a bracha mitzvah, el b'davar ha'samui min ha'ayin." Bracha is only found in that which is hidden from the eye. As the pasuk says, Yitzav Hashem itcha as a bracha ba'asamecha. Hashem will command the blessing to be with you in your silos. Ba'asamecha, in your silos, hinting to samui, hidden. Rashi says this refers to produce increasing in quantity on its own. So the mobster who safeguarded the boss's money by bundling it up in his hand, unaware that in the silo behind him was grain hidden from the eye that was increasing from bracha, tried not to be noticed when the toothless ox he sold to an apotropos, which was then given to a herdsman, died from starvation, which reminds us. The Gemara relates an incident in which an apotropos for orphans purchased an ox for them and left it with the herdsman. The ox lacked teeth and died from starvation. Rami Bar Chama wondered who might be chayev. Daf Mem Gimel. So the Simmer Daf Mem Gimel is a magazine. So here goes. The magazine storekeeper magazine. That must be on Daf Mem Gimel. The magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, which reminds us. The next mishnah states that if one leaves money, it's to be cut in with the money changer. If it's bundled, he may not use it, as the Gemara explains, and is therefore not responsible for the loss. If it's loose, he may use it and is therefore liable for its loss, even if he never uses it. A private homeowner may not use a pikadon of money regardless of its packaging and is therefore not responsible for it. Tanaim argue if a storekeeper is like a money changer or a homeowner. So the magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is shlichus yad, which reminds us, the next mishnah states, hashlich yad bepikadon, regarding one who misappropriates a deposit. Beis Shammai says, yilka b'chas b'yaser, he is stricken both with its decrease and increase in value. Beis Hillel says, kashas hotzah, he pays like its value at the time of its removal. Rav explains that they argue about a pikadon which decreases in value after shlichus yad of the shomer, and argue if shlichus yad requires a chisaron. Beis Shammai holds it does not, and so it enters the shomer's possession immediately, and he must pay for its initial higher value. Beis Hillel says shlichus yad requires a chisaron, and it did not enter the shomer's possession until its decrease, so he pays its lower value. So the magazine storekeeper, who was excited that the unbundled money left in his watch could be used just like with a money changer, purchased the magazine collector's rare inaugural copy of the Guardian Gazette, whose cover story discussed how much one pays when there is shlichus yad, and featured an article with the rabbi who held the shomer pays kashasa tviya, which reminds us, in the Mishnah, Rabbi Kiva gave a third opinion regarding the liability of a shloach yad, kashasa tviya. He pays according to the pikadon's value at the time of the claim and based him. Rabbi Yehuda quoted Shmuel saying the halacha falls Rabbi Kiva, and the Rabbi Kiva agrees, but makom sheish edim, in a case where there are edim who saw the shlichus yad and know the item's value at that time, that he pays according to that earlier value. Daf mem dalad, so the simon daf mem dalad is mud. So here goes. The shomer who fell in the mud, that must be on daf mem dalad. The shomer who fell in the mud, who had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit, which reminds us, there's malchus beis shom beis hillel, whether one is chai for shlichus yad if he just had intent to use the item, or if he needs to actually misappropriate the item he was watching. So the shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, which reminds us. The fourth parak begins, Azav Kona Sekesev. When exchanging gold coins for silver coins, the buyer's acquiring the gold coins acquires the silver coins for the seller. Vekesev Eina Kona Sezav, but the seller's acquiring of the silver coins does not acquire the gold coins for the buyer. Several other examples are listed, and the underlying concept is that money does not acquire produce, and neither party can retract until the buyer acquires the produce. The Mishnah holds that gold currency is considered produce when compared with silver currency. So the shomer who fell in the mud and had intent to use the clean guard uniform left in his deposit didn't realize he had splattered mud all over the two men who were in the midst of exchanging gold coins for silver coins, and the man who was being machal meister sheni produce onto gold denarim, which reminds us, the Mishnah states that Beis Shammai says, O yasa adam slime din rezov, one may not make, meaning deconsecrate, slime of Maiser Sheni into denarim, but Beis Hillel permits it. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish debate the point of contention. One says, the Machlokes is specific to this case of being machal silver coins onto gold coins, whereas Beis Shammai holds that gold is considered the currency relative to the silver, and we cannot deconsecrate money onto produce. Beis Hillel holds that silver is considered the currency, so it's a valid chilul. Everyone would agree, however, that one may be chal real produce onto gold and denarim, because even Beis Shammai agrees that it is currency relative to produce, just as Beis Hillel agrees that silver is currency relative to produce. The other more says that the Malchokas even applies to being machal produce onto gold and denarim, because Beis Shammai holds gold currency is not considered money, even relative to produce. Daf Mem Hei, so the Zimmer Daf Mem Hei is Manishtana. So here goes. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana, that must be more in Duff. Mem hey. The boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, which reminds us. Rabbi Yochanan said, Asur Lilvos Dinar B'Dinar. It's forbidden to borrow a dinar for a dinar, meaning to repay the same number of dinarim, whose value may be higher, a payment constituting ribbis. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which reminds us, Beis Shammai holds that the rabbis prohibited being machal silver slime onto gold dinarim, Shemei Yashel Yosef, because perhaps one might delay his ascent to Yerushalayim if his silver coins of Maaseh Sheni do not add up to a gold dinar and he may not bring his silver coins with him. Beis Shammai agrees that one may be machal produce onto gold dinarim, because he'll not delay redeeming them until he has enough for a dinar, since produce spoils. So the boy who had received gold chocolate coins from his Zaidi for saying the Manishtana pretended they were real and didn't lend them to his brother to pay back the same number of coins, while his cousin declared he wouldn't go home with his silver chocolate coins until he had enough in exchange for a gold one, which he was told cannot affect Chalipin, which reminds us, the Gemara presents some halachos between Rav and Levi of coins can be used to affect Chalipin. One says, Matbea Nasa Chalipin, a coin can be used to affect Chalipin, and the other says it cannot. Rapop explains the second opinion, Mishum de Daita Asurza, because the seller's mind is on the figure on the coin. Asurza avida de batla, and the figure often becomes voided by the government. Therefore, a coin is not considered whole, which is a requirement for Chalipin. All right, that concludes today's shiur. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldhar from Zichu, wishing you a great day and great learning.